Well, with all the funding issues and budget cuts challenging lawmakers in the 2012 Farm Bill development, Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow is focusing on accountability here in the early stages of the process by asking the tough questions.
Are we getting the right results? Are we being cost effective? Are we eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse?
Stabenow joined other top Senate Ag leaders to call on USDA to come up with ways to streamline and consolidate dozens of farm conservation, rural development, and other programs in the next Farm Bill.
For instance, we have some 20 different conservation programs. Do we need 20? Can we create efficiencies? Can we do things better in terms of streamlining? And I know that's something you're focused on, but we want to know more about that. Rural development, 40 different programs. Do we need 40? Can we bring them together? Can we create more efficiencies? You know, I would suggest that we can.
Another focus is building on past reforms that were put in the 2008 Farm Bill to crack down on fraud and abuse in ag programs. Farm and Foreign Ag Service Acting Undersecretary Michael Skuse has said that when it comes to farm loan and payment programs,
we have put things into place to make sure that there are no improper payments. All of our producers who are receiving payments must fill out a form to give the IRS permission to view their tax returns to make sure that they are within the adjusted gross income levels for participation in the Farm Service Agency programs.
Skuse added that he welcomed the chance to come up with simpler programs in the 2012 Farm Bill, as he says the sheer complexity and size of the programs like Acre and Sure make it very difficult to manage, as well as the fact that many local USDA offices are using outdated technology. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.